How long have you been smiling? It seems like it's been too long.
Good morning, everyone. This is Gabby. Nothing is impossible to a willing heart. 愿你在这里遇见更优秀的自己。关注微信公众号 Gabby 英语，更多精彩内容等着你。Falling in love, like it's just nothing. Good morning, everyone. 今天呢，我们来学习的有关于日常问候的对话。Hello there, Julia. Long time no see. Hi, what a coincidence. I haven't seen you in ages. What are you doing here? I just got a new job in the city, so I'm shopping for some clothes. Mansubat. Hello there, Julia.Long time no see. Hi, what a coincidence. I haven't seen you in ages. What are you doing here? I just got a new job in the city, so I'm shopping for some clothes. 下面呢，我们来看到今天对话当中出现的单词发音以及发音小技巧。Hello there, Julia. Long time no see.Hello there, 这里就是指你好的意思，问好哈，非常常见的表达。Hello there, Julia, long time no see. 这句话呢就是表示好久不见的意思， long time no see. 我们要注意一下尾音，它是一个长音的 e, see, long time no see, 好久不见了。Hi, what a coincidence. 这里我们来看到一个单词， coincidence.Coincidence 作为名词是表示巧合、一致的意思。What 和 a 可以连读 ，what a 连读之后呢，会有一个弹舌音带出来哈 ，the。Hi, what a coincidence！ 这句表达呢非常常见 ，what a coincidence 就是指好巧的意思。What a coincidence！I haven't seen you in ages. I haven't 为 in that 可以被虚报掉。I haven't seen you in ages. You 和 in 可以连读 You in 和 ages 连读 In ages 有一个 n 的轻微连读音 In ages. I haven't seen you in ages. 这里哈 In ages 就是指好久的意思，那么 I haven't seen you in ages 就是指好久都没有见到你了。 I haven't seen you in agesWhat are you doing here? 你在这里做什么呢？ What 和 are 连读，同样会带了一个轻微弹舌音。What are you doing here? 你在这里做什么呢？ I just got a new job in the city. Just 尾音 that 可以被轻微释爆掉。I just got a new job. Got 和 a 连读，同样的这里弹舌音带出来。Got a. I just got a new job.Job 尾音的 b 可以被轻微释爆。I just got a new job in the city. 我刚好呢在城市当中找到一份新的工作。So I'm shopping for some clothes. 所以我在买些衣服。So I'm shopping for some clothes. I'm shopping 就是指我在购物，后面呢加上了 for 是表示目的的。购物买什么呢 ？For some clothes， 再买一些衣服。Clothes。那么这个单词我们来看到哈，首先它是一个 th 咬舌音，结尾又是清辅音，在英式发音当中呢，对于 th 咬舌音和清辅音的组合要求比较严格，需要都发出来，因此会发成 clothes。当然这样的发音是最正确的，但是有很多同学呢很难会把 th 咬舌音和 s 组合在一起，那么这个时候呢，很多同学哈发音都会发成 close， 这个发音也是对的。那么我们去注意，尽量尝试去练习 th 咬舌音和 s 的组合发音 ，clothes。那么下面呢，我们就来看到今天这个对话当中可以做到的一些重音处理。Hello there, Julia. Long time no see.这里呢是指好久不见的意思，我们需要去注意一下整体语气呢要扬起来，那么用一个声调即可。Long time no see. Hi, what a coincidence. 我们需要在 coincidence 这个地方做重音处理。What a coincidence. I haven't seen you in ages. 好久没有见到你了，我们会把时间这里哈做一个重音处理。I haven't seen you in ages. What are you doing here? 这里干什么呢？问句语气可以抬上去。What are you doing here? I just got a new job in the city. 那么这里我想强调的是哈，我刚找到一份新的工作。I just got a new job. Job 可以做重音处理。I just got a new job in the city. 在哪里？这里地点做一个重音处理。In the city. So I'm shopping. 那么我在这里做的事情是什么呢？购物。好，这个地方呢 shopping 要重音。So I'm shopping for some clothes. 买的东西是什么？表示目的的单词 clothes 同样需要去做一个重音处理。当然，这句话解释完了之后呢，我们可以用一个降调就好了。So I'm shopping for some clothes.Hello there, Julia. Long time no see. Hi, what a coincidence. I haven't seen you in ages. What are you doing here? I just got a new job in the city, so I'm shopping for some clothes.
下面呢，我们就来练习一个翻译。真巧，我没料到会在这里见到你。真巧，我没料到会在这里见到你。大家可以在留言之处写下翻译，锻炼一下我们翻译能力。今天对话你又学会了吗？喜欢盖比节目的朋友记得点赞转发哦，关注微信公众号盖比英语，更多精彩内容等着你。 So much for today. See you tomorrow. Bye.